And now this is a dictation for Kerry, K-E-R-R-Y, Harris, H-A-R-R-I-S, March 2052, addressed as a letter to Matthew, M-A-T-T-H-E-W, Flegel, F-L-E-G-E-L-P-A-C, 828-6835. Dear Mr. Flegel, follow-up for Kerry, who has chronic kidney disease, history of urinary tract infection. Last visit was October, denies hospital emergency room visit. Weight for the most part is stable, 213, previously 215. Says to be eating well without vomiting, dysphagia, no diarrhea, bleeding. Complaining of feeling tired and sleepy all the time. Recent thyroid studies are normal, mammogram pending. Denies infection in the urine, cloudiness of blood. Stable edema, left side more than right, which is the site of prior procedures for peripheral arterial disease. Denies falling episode, not chest pain palpitation, no increase of dyspnea. Discontinued smoking back in 2006, 44 back year. Chronic cough, no purulent material hemoptysis, no oxygen nebulizers or sleep apnea. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight the chlorthalidone, Norvasc, metoprolol, lisinopril for blood pressure. Next paragraph, blood pressure 117/63 at home. She is able to speak in full sentences, normal speech, no dysarthria, no expressive aphasia, no respiratory distress, alert oriented 9-3. Next paragraph, chemistries. From April, creatinine worse, 1.7. For the last 1 year, consistently rising, 1.3, 1.4, 1.5, 1.6, and presently 1.7. Present GFR 30, stage 3 to 4. Electrolyte acid base normal. Calcium phosphorus normal. No anemia. Normal white blood cell platelets. Minor increase of triglycerides and low HDL, normal thyroid. Next paragraph. Previously, there has been a mass on the upper pole of the right kidney towards the adrenal gland. Both kidneys are less than 10, 9.6 and 9.9, right and left. No documented obstruction. No urinary retention. The biopsy done of this mass back in October last year. Reports of myelolipoma. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3 to 4, which appears to be progressive over time. She is not on any nephrotoxic agents. There is nothing to suggest pre-renal or post-renal events. That mass, which is benign, however, could grow over time and cause local obstruction. I'm going to repeat a kidney ultrasound. We are going to update a urine sample to make sure that there is no activity for blood, protein, or cells to suggest active glomerulonephritis, vasculitis, or interstitial nephritis. We will do chemistries in a monthly basis, discuss the meaning of progressive renal failure, be concerned about potential dialysis. further workup to follow. I also would like to check for renal artery stenosis, given that she has extensive vascular history, including femoral popliteal, coronary artery disease, carotid artery disease. We will do a renal arterial Doppler, saying ACE inhibitors for the time being, further to follow, end of dictation.